She also came back and she says, I'm not just going on Roland Martin. I'm also going on Angela Yee. All the way up show. She did. I have not seen it. I said that I wanted to just share it with the people. I don't know what's going up with Angela Yee. Her numbers is kind of weird. But she said that she was going all the way up with Angela Yee. Shout out to my girl, Randy Rosario from Detroit. She was on Angela Yee's show the other day as a co-host, rocking out with her. I appreciate her. Shout out to my girl. Apparently, she said, I'm going from Roland to Angela Yee. I'm bigger than this. I'm bigger than this. We'll read Super Chat shortly. Get the likes up. Let's see what she had to say.
90,000 people?
Yes.
And then the mayor of Dalton, which is 23,000 residents. Yes.
So it's 23,000 residents inside of Dalton. 23,000 residents in Dalton where she's the mayor of, okay?
Okay, so explain the difference in both of those positions for people who
are... I don't need to hear that part.
It is meaning mayor and supervisor, mm-hmm. but there's plenty of elected officials that have multiple seats.
Okay, because yes. I always think of mayor as like such a full-time job that kind of occupies all of your time.
And it does, but mm-hmm. it's considered part-time in my community.
Okay.
So I'm able to do other things, too.
All right, and you have been in the news a lot, so that's why I'm glad yes. that you're up here today to clear up some things.
Yes, I'm here to lay the mess to rest.
Because the way they make it seem like you cookie from, you know what I, but you know, the, yeah. that's the way they make it seem like you're walking around, you got all the security, mm-hmm. dressed all fly. Mm-hmm. And so I know part of your position is that you are able to have security detail correct. With you. And most mayors
shout
do.
Out to the super yes. chat.
I know our mayor definitely shortly. Does. And I've mm-hmm. been around to know see other people have security.
Yes. It comes with the seat.
But I.
But here's the thing. You said Joe Mayor. You in New York. Yee. You can't compare one of the most prosperous cities in the United States of America in New York City that has 8.3 million people and a multi-billion dollar budget with a 23,000 seat or 23,000 person city in Dalton outside of Chicago. But the average income is about $25,000 a year. Jesus Christ.
I also see that I was able to get some of these messages mm-hmm. because you do get voicemails, but also emails of people that have been threatening you.
That's correct.
Some of them are, do you mind if I read?
Sure, you can share.
Because I know this could be triggering. I don't know how you feel about this, sure. but okay, you're a effing crook, you ugly bee. You
yeah,
will
be that's in- wild. Y'all can't be doing that. Y'all can't be doing that. If you're gonna criticize her, let me throw Tiff a lifeline right now. Y'all can't do that. No matter how you feel about a person, regardless of what you think, and we all have differences of opinion, and most of us don't stand for what she represents when it comes to doing her job effectively. You can't do that. You can't make it personal. You got to remove your feelings out of it. You cannot do that. That's the one thing that I do not agree with, that I do not stand for. I know that people get in their emotions and they start doing, if you rock with me, don't do none of that junk. I don't stand for that. I don't rock with that. I don't believe in getting personal like that. I don't believe in starting to talk about people's family members. None of that. I don't stand for that. I'm not with that. So that's the one thing that I'm just not rocking with. I will never do to somebody else what I'm not cool with being done back to me. And so when y'all go into that and y'all start talking about all of that, y'all got to remember, she still got a daughter. She's still a mother. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even a person that like her whatsoever. But you can't do that, bro. Attack the argument. Attack her. Attack what she's doing on the job. You know what I'm saying? Hold her accountable for whether or not she's doing something legal or illegally. But you cannot take it personal and start sending threats. And I also want y'all to understand, too, that when y'all do that, y'all do realize that they can turn that into the FBI or they can turn it into the authorities. And so they can trace that back to you and say, hold you accountable for that. So be very, very careful with that. Don't send people threats and emails and any of that other type of stuff. Just keep it G and just address it for what it is.
Prison soon, so get that nasty, greasy black vagina ready for Shanique.
What do you mean she picked the emails and texts? She shouldn't be receiving any threats. It don't matter if she picked them. Okay, so what you wanted to do? Pick the good ones and the bad ones? I would pick the bad ones too if I'm her. Don't send me nothing. Don't send me nothing when it comes to a threat. Because I have to take that personal. I got a family. You know what I'm saying? And again, I'm not the type of person that ever stand for her because I disagree wholeheartedly with what she's doing. But you cannot sit there and threaten nobody in real life. That's not cool. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Do we really got to go even go here and have this conversation? Stop. It's too much, man.
The inmates would love to have orgies with the racist, crooked mayor. All right, to move on to some more. Hey, grifter, maybe learn to effing speak English sometime. Your grammar is atrocious, but I guess that's what can be expected from a mayor who looks like you do. I mean, these aren't even the worst ones, by the way. I just want to say there's a lot more in here. Mm-hmm. Somebody called you a despicable, savage, monkey, N-word B.
Yeah, that's wild. And see, you know what y'all do when y'all do that? Let me tell you what y'all do when y'all do that. Y'all actually throw her a lifeline. That's how dumb people are. We could hold her accountable. This is supposed to be me looking at this, objectively holding her accountable for whether or not she lied or not. Now I got to sit here and defend her because y'all don't actually want to operate above board, but y'all want to go all the way on the other side. So because you don't like her or because you don't stand for her or anything like that, instead of us doing it the right way, which would be more of an expedited process to hold her accountable, now you threw her a lifeline because people can start to feel sorry for her because then she can cherry pick through her messages and say, look, they called me this. Look, they called me that. Y'all don't understand that y'all probably do more harm as far as holding us back from doing our job than you do help. Look at it. Look at this. Y'all, some of y'all. I don't even know why y'all even existing and being able to operate in society the way that y'all operate. Y'all are ignorant, dumb, and ignorant. Ignorant, idiots. Just shut up. If you don't know how to objectively move, you actually hurt the movement when it comes to us cleaning up society and making sure that we hold people accountable. I'm too nice to Tiffany? No, I'm objective. And I don't take it personal. I've never attacked her family. I know a whole lot about her that I can say on this platform, but I'm never going to attack family. I'm never going to attack people. I don't do that. Y'all some idiots, bro, sometimes.
You better watch your back. And then I did hear some of the voicemails. One just says, F all you goddamn N-words. And you are the first black woman to be in this position.
Yes, in both positions.
In both positions. And the youngest.
And the youngest, yes.
So did this start happening once the news was reporting on what, and we're going to get into what the news has been reporting.
How did she send herself when they got the emails right there with the email addresses? And more importantly, man, y'all, let me just be quiet. Let me focus. Because sometimes y'all get me out of my square and then y'all have me all riled up over some dumb junk when we supposed to be focused on taking care of business. No, the people that's saying that ain't chasers. The people that's saying that, they not chasers.
Start happening before the news
exactly,
reported
Kyla.
On
that's
you
why
or
she,
after.
That's why she can have security now. That's why it's going to cost taxpayers more money for her to have security now because she can justify it because you guys are ignorant and sending these wild things. So stupid. Now it makes sense for her to have more security costing taxpayers money.
Mm-hmm. Now we got something, some emails or some things here and there, but it wasn't this bad. It got worse once the news got involved because they got a national platform.
Right.
So people tend to believe what they see on the news and they just report things. Anybody can go do an interview with them with no fact checking. Anybody mm-hmm. can say anything. And then now that's considered defamation of character. And then now you have to go clean it all up because now.
Bye. I expect better from you. Of all people that's here. Fi Brown, I expect better from you. We operate above board under all circumstances. Under all circumstances. We operate above board under all circumstances. Two things can be true at the same time. She can be held accountable for her actions. And at the same time, y'all can operate above board. Are y'all this childish? So, okay, so let me ask y'all a question. Because y'all saying, Where's the receipts? Right? Where's the receipts? She has to literally prove to y'all that she's getting threatened in order for the threat to be real.
People to put you out there in the bad light, and people tend to believe what they see on the news. And that's why I believe what Trump say when it comes to fake news. Mm-hmm. Fake news is true, because I'm living it. I'm going through it right now.
I believe Trump also said, if you say something enough times, people will believe it, whether or not it's true.
I believe that.
And he definitely does that. Mm-hmm. But you did win 82% of the vote when you ran for office.
Landslide, yep.
And a landslide victory. So how in your town of Dalton do people feel about you now with everything that's going on? Because I would assume that matters the most.
It does. So that's what I do. I still on the ground.
Don't tell me to move on and let's get to the real matters at hand. Don't tell me what to do. That's a real matter. It's a real matter. What you mean? Tell me to move on and get to the real matters at hand. You know, it's easy for people to say that when they ain't never been threatened before. When they ain't never had to have security before. It's easy for people to lean into that and to divert the movement when they ain't never had to been through it, when they ain't never worried about whether or not somebody know where their daughter is at school or not. Don't you know that these people out here, it only take one person. It only take one person. How many threats do it take for somebody to get worried about their family and stuff? What's wrong with y'all?
Boots on the ground. I never stop talking to my residents. I constantly have conversation with the mayor. I also have a lot of outreach things going on where community is involved and community is engaged. A lot of people tell me how they feel, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And I take it and I either go fix what they're telling me that I need to fix or work on. Or you got people that's all the way, Team Tiffany. No matter what, hashtag, I stand with Tiff. All of my saying that. So I love that because my base is my base. Just like everybody out in the world have a base. No matter what people say, people support them.
And you're from Dalton, Illinois, born and raised there. Tell me something about the town, because I've never been there. I know it's outside of Chicago. But tell me if you...
But it is not now.
Okay. Yeah. So what are some things that you feel like you need, that you've been bringing to the city? Like you said, you've been doing a lot of different initiatives, boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that are necessary in Dalton?
So right now, again, we got to put love back in it and get a hold of our youth. That's what's missing. Right now, people don't raise the community. And we need the village to be raising our kids. Again, that's how it was, like I said, when I came in town. Your neighbors will watch you, get you off the bus. You will eat dinner with them till your parents come home. Things like that, that's missing. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm trying to do is bring those roots back to my community, which I love. Because I wouldn't be in this if I didn't love it. You got to love where you come from. And you got to start at home before you start outreaching to other communities and trying to build them.
And that's all cap. It's a good public sentiment. And although I disagree with a lot of this crazy chat, I wish I was in after hours because I would cuss y'all out right now. I would absolutely just lose it and cuss y'all out right now. But God know what he's doing, and he know to make sure that we talk about this on the Millionaire Morning Show, because I will read y'all the riot act, and I don't care who felt any kind of way about it. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. But I'm going to deal with that later because I got after hours tonight so I can get off my big mad energy. But this is all cap, because she's not doing it because she loves the community. She's doing it because she getting the bag from it. And there's no other way for her to be able to get the bag that she getting outside of making almost $300,000 a year doing her job. If it was about the community, then she would lower how much she's paying herself instead of lowering it if she's losing. It's all cap. It's 100% cap.
And you got to start at home before you start outreaching to other communities and trying to build them.
So when do you, okay, so we talked about the news and when they started attacking you, but all right, I want to talk about some of these stories that we see in the news, and I want you to be able to speak to them
sure.
so that people can know, because I've even seen these stories, you know, here in New York.
Yeah.
So,
all
right, so let's talk about it. There was a person who said that he didn't contribute to your campaign, and therefore he was not able to get his license
get
for his
it.
Business. His business has not been able to operate. So it was basically equivalent to extortion from what he was saying, and that other businesses haven't been able to get their licenses because they didn't contribute to the campaign.
So that's false statement. And that's what I mean about the news not doing any research. They just let people get on the news and talk. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go further into your question. Malcolm X once said,
oh, shut that up. See, come on, man. Don't start talking to me about what Malcolm X said. I don't want to hear what that is. Just tell me what the piss is going on. Malcolm X said, did you mess up his license or didn't you? We can go ahead and expedite this process 100%.
Power to make a guilty person look innocent and an innocent person look guilty. That's their power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm sitting here telling my story today, because that's exactly what they're doing to me. So with that being said, they put people like that in front of the cameras, went and didn't do no fact checking. If
Shut
people
up.
Want to know
Just
the truth,
it.
I'm going to do it on my podcast, Tiffany Hilliard on the Move.
On Spotify, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell and show the facts and the proof of whatever a business owner did not do as relates to their business. If they're not up to code, if they had a ton of shootings at their establishments, which a lot of them had these type of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But no one put that out there. But I am now. And I'm not the one to never like try to drag or talk about a business, because you should handle it behind closed doors, meaning your business, before
Hello.
People put it in the spotlight, and now you're being attacked.
Right. Okay, so you're saying that this person's business was rightfully not able to get his license until he cleared up whatever it is that he needs to clear up.
Correct. We have documentation of all of that. And I can give it to you, too, and that way you can follow up and show the world.
Yeah, you're right, because we all got to do our research.
Yes.
Now, you
Why
were on
she didn't answer the question. Why wasn't he able to get his license for his business? And why was his business removed from being able to get its license when he didn't make the donation? So she just blew hot smoke up our butts. And I'm not saying pause, because I'm a 41-year-old man. She just blew a whole bunch of smoke and said, go and check out her podcast. Okay, I got it. Awesome.
And that interview aired yesterday. And he was talking about your nonprofit. You have a charity. You said you don't have a charity,
Correct.
But there's a charity. It has your name on it,
yes.
right? It's what is it? Tiffany Hanyard Cares.
Tiffany Hanyard Cares. Yes.
Tiffany Hanyard
yes.
Cares.
Yep.
And so he says, you know, it looked like it was your charity. There was video of you promoting this charity, but you're saying it's not yours. Somebody's using your name.
That's correct.
Okay.
So just to clear it up, when I say it's not my charity, I'm not a board member on the charity.
We
I
know
can
that,
tell you
ma'am.
What they do with their day to day. What I'm responsible for is my mayorship and my supervisor position. And it's amazing how people are pinpointing on a charity when there's so much stuff going on with
no,
me.
No. Don't gaslight us. Don't gaslight us, ma'am. You said you don't know nothing about the charity, that you didn't start it, and that wasn't a thing. Word for word, quote for quote, don't move the goalposts. Don't change the narrative. Don't do none of that. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Don't open a community chest. Don't do nothing. And then it was on video of you saying, this is my charity. This is what I started a charity. That's the classic move. That is a classic move. Hey, listen. You know, I just don't know why people are so focused on the small things. Y'all focus on a charity? It's so much that's happening in the community. We got to cut trees down. We got to, ma'am, did you start the charity or not? Answer the question. We don't want you gaslighting. We didn't bring you here because we thought that you was awesome. We brought you here to really get some answers and to understand exactly what's going on. The technical details don't matter. You know what it is. Now, if I go and start something that says Tiffany Hanyard is trash, which I would never do, because I'm using a name and she don't really, you know what I'm saying? She don't really care. I wonder how well that would go over.
as it relates to the two areas that I actually do govern. Mm-hmm. I do support the individuals that has the charity. I am always an advocate for cancer because my mom
Wait. You do support the two individuals that have the charity. You said you didn't know nothing about the charity.
I feel they are good, wielded people as it relates to what they was trying to do or trying to accomplish. And I think people make
super
mistakes.
Chat shortly.
People didn't file paperwork and they blew it up into a story like everybody else don't file paperwork. I'll give you a prime example. If you have an LLC or something like that and you don't file and you go check and I'll check and see if you registered and they go say not in good standing.
Right.
Until you pay the $75 or $150, whatever it is, then it puts you in good standing. It's the same concept. It's just that people are missing the point of it. And I get that people
really, know that you took public funds and taxpayer funds in order to fund and put the charity's name behind it in order to continue to promote yourself, and God knows what happened to the money. Come on, man. Don't gaslight me.
Help people.
We know that she would never stand in front of me. We know that she wouldn't go on these softball platforms that they give you an opportunity. It's people that would never stand in front of me. Umar Johnson, Tiffany Henyard, they all scholars, they all educated, they all hold these powerful positions. But these people will never stand in front of me, ever. And the invitation is always going to be open.
Hurt people.
Right. At running a nonprofit, we know a lot of times there are always issues with that, but they need to be able to account like where the money was going. But like you said, that's not your nonprofit.
Look at
that
this.
Is somebody else's.
Nonsense.
But your name is not on that. They just use your name, I guess, as a way to garner attention.
Correct. Just what's your way up?
Yeah.
So somebody go use that today.
Yeah.
Does that mean you got anything to
do with it? Well, Angela Yee nonprofit, I would be like, hold on. That's like, I would not want that.
Yeah.
But Way Up, anybody could use that. But if it was like my personal name on it, I probably would not. I would not want somebody, unless I was involved in it and they came to me, because you would feel like that's my name. Because you do know if something goes wrong, that's your name.
And I agree.
And,
and it's a learning curve. And that's what I try to tell people. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. So when you find out mistakes or things happen, you go and you try to fix it. But people got to be giving you the chance to fix it and not just beat you up so much.
Right. It's just that a lot of these things are in the headlines. That's why I'm asking, because I want you to discuss it head on firsthand. All right. Then there was a situation where it was a city council meeting and people said they were not allowed to come up and voice their opinions. In this meeting, they were blocked downstairs from being able to ask questions.
Well, that's not true as it relates to being blocked. If somebody was blocked or felt they was blocked, they can always reach out to us because our meetings are like 4 or 5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who's blocked in my village.
Okay.
You know, coming to comment, you can go pull our board meetings up and you can see.
It was on camera. It was on camera. Yo, Teflon Tiff is something else. This chick is a real villain. She like the Penguin. Actually, she more like Bane. This chick is like Bane. She is a real villain in real life.
That everybody's allowed to speak because it's before we start our board meeting.
Okay.
Public comment.
All right, good. And then,
she said, all right, good. Good job, Angela Yee.
Be a person, I know that sometimes things are inaccurate. And I know that when there's a story being painted of somebody, you do have to go to the source and do some research.
Yeah.
Which I don't like clickbait. So I always encourage people to make sure you read the full story before you do that. All right, the next thing people did talk about was finances, right? And they said, oh, she's traveling first class, staying at the Four Seasons, blowing this money. Mm-hmm. And that money, now the company, the town, used to be have a surplus of money, but now there's a deficit. But then I also see on the paperwork that I have from your team that you guys have gotten the largest in the history of the city with $15 million in grants from people. And despite the adversity and the resilience, you know, your commitment is undeniable and you have all these initiatives that you've done.
That's
so let's talk about the disparity between those two stories.
Okay. So one thing about me is I won't stop. I don't sleep. I'm gonna keep going. While they talking about me, I'm still working. So when I'm still working, I still manage to get money to come to our communities. We was awarded $15 million. I had the largest in the history for Thorpe Township, mm-hmm. and then the largest in the history for the village of Dalton. So more than any mayor, more than any supervisor throughout all the controversy. So if a person was that bad, people want to keep on supporting them, because no matter what, this is all about helping the people. And that's where I think we're losing focus right. when they do the stories. They don't talk about what I've done,
nothing
what
positive.
I've accomplished, nothing positive. And I say, hey guys, how can a person be so bad and then do not one good thing, not one good thing in any story they write about me? Every story they write is negative. And I don't know nobody that can just deal with all negative stuff all day long mm-hmm. with none positive in their right. brain. I just can't get with it. And that's why you see me just constantly push through it, because I told them before, we gonna go through it, but we gotta grow through it at the same time. And that's kind of what I've been doing. And I just glad that you was able to mention some of the things that we actually created. Can I go a little further with
yeah, please.
Okay.
This is your platform now.
So we did a, and I'm sorry, I'm a little hoarse. We built a outdoor skating rink and roller rink.
First class flights. I don't want us to be, I don't want us to be, because a lot of times when people talk a lot, you get removed from the original question. First class flights, Four Seasons hotels, flights for staff members and friends and family or whoever it is, security detail. Did you go to the meetings that you was actually supposed to be with as far as to learn what you supposed to learn at the conferences? Was you partying? Did you go and spend extra money? Are you, you know what I'm saying? That's what we wanted. That was the question. No, that was the question. How do we get over to this part? Okay, cool. I guess we gaslighting again. Okay.
Ice skating and roller rink. So in the summer they can roller skate, we had the JB skaters out there, and in the winter they can ice skate. What I love about that concept is now we're giving people the opportunity to go to the Olympics, be who they want to be, to practice in our own backyards in the black and brown communities. We normally have to go to a different community.
Did she say go to the Olympics? Of all of the things that I could have possibly heard. Did she say go to the Olympics? Let me just rewind it real quick. I just want to make sure that we all on the same page.
It's in our own backyards in the black and brown communities. We normally have to be who they want to be. To practice in our up is now we're giving people the opportunity to go to the Olympics, be who they
Did I miss something? Hold on. Give me a second. Just give me a second. I want to make sure that we all on the same page. Trying to find any Dalton, Illinois Olympians. Dalton, Illinois Olympians. Yeah. Last person was Quinn Buckner. Y'all want to see who Quinn Buckner? He went to the high school in Thornton. Here, I'll give y'all a little bit of idea. This is Quinn Buckner. Born in 1954. He's 69 years old. He was a 1976 gold medal team Olympian after playing basketball. And he was a head coach. Hold on, wait. Buckner is only one of eight players in history to win an NCAA championship and an Olympic gold medal. And he was born in Phoenix, Illinois. He went to Thorn Ridge in Dalton, Illinois. That was in the 70s. I just want to make sure that we all on the same page. I don't want y'all to be discouraged. I want to make sure that we all, because I had to do some fact checking in real time. All right, shout out to him. Shout out to Quinn Buckner. Want to make sure we all on the same page.
They want to be to practice in our own backyards in the black and brown communities. We normally have to go to a different community in order to engage or get practice or have swimming lessons, things like that.
Right.
My job is to create things for our community so that they can grow into what they want to be. Another thing that I do love about what I've done is now the youth are following Tiffany and you. The youth know who a mayor is. The youth know who's a supervisor. They did not know that before. No one could point out, oh, that's the mayor of Dalton. Oh, she does this. Oh, she came to our school and spoke to us during Black History Month. Right. Oh, she helped us with mental health.
First class flights, Four Seasons hotels. Okay? That was the original question.
We do a mental health tour. That's something really big that's going on nationwide, but right. No one's really talking about it on bigger platforms. Yeah, they go get the celebrities here and there, and people might give a little something about it, but it's happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. So when we went in there in the schools and we did the mental health tours, we was able to help kids and parents identify that they needed help and give them help. That's what I do. But they don't tell the heart of Tiffany and you. They want to tell the smoke and mirrors and the clickbait. No matter what people do, if they write about me, I'm golden. I get it. I get why everybody doing it. They make money off of clicks. And I didn't know that. I'm learning social media a little further, but I didn't know that that's how big it has gotten.
How is this? How are you handling this? Since we just talked about mental health, and you discussed how important that is.
So we just gonna skip over the whole Four Seasons and the first class. We gonna skip over that Vegas. No, we forgot about that question. Jesus Christ.
Being in the position that you're in, and like you said, this is the first time a Black woman has had this position, the youngest person in this position. You're still trying to do your day-to-day job, but yet there's a lot of articles that are disparaging towards you. How do you deal with that? How do you cope with that?
So basically, I have tunnel vision to the mess. I just keep going, ignore it. It's almost like a horse in a race. And they had a blinders on, so they can't look left and right. That's Tiffany here. I just focus on my goal.
She's speaking about herself in third person.
My goal is to make sure I uplift the village of Dalton and the other 16 municipalities that I'm over. I'm over 190,000 people. I have to make a lot of tech.
Even though a lot of the attention that they're giving you in the media is negative, it is bringing a lot of attention to your township. Yes. And also for a lot of people to say, oh, that's the mayor.
Yes.
You know, a young Black woman is the mayor of and also the supervisor of the township. So that is something that hopefully is going to be on the flip side of this, something positive. When did you know you wanted to run for mayor?
Well, after dealing and fighting with corruption and people that was in the seat prior to me, I fought against it. And the people believed enough in me that they came out by 82% and voted for the first female. And people got it all twisted when they say, oh, you just voted because she's Black or because she's a woman. No, that's not true. I've always been boots on the ground. I've always helped people. That's what people not telling
me. I feel like that's the opposite. Usually people won't vote for you because you Black or a woman. So
yeah.
Nah, it's a feminism thing. Now it's Black. And man, I can't take this. You almost made me cuss on a Millionaire Morning Show. I'm not about to sit here. What's the number, y'all? What's the number? Before I read the Super Chats, what's the number? What y'all want me to pay? Man, listen, bro. I can't. What y'all want me to pay for them to sit in front of me for 2 hours straight? What is it going to cost me? What is it going to cost me? What do you think they'll go for? What I got to offer? What my offer got to be, y'all? Because this is so garbage. I hate what is happening right now. Ten for what? $304? Woo! 20. I got to be able to guarantee a return on that investment. Y'all crazy. 5-2. Y'all smoking crack. Not a red sense, sister. 4. Man, y'all crazy. 350. 385. 30. Mr. Tesla, 365. Really? Is that what we doing? Why would I pay for something everybody else is getting for free? Y'all smoking.